You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Went for a bit of a wander. Every time.
I know, every time you stick a microphone underneath me, I all of a sudden have to cough.
Yeah, you do. It's weird.
Yes, I did go for a bit of a wander to get you a coffee, because you're too busy, apparently.
Yes.
Or you just don't want to be sitting public with my moustache.
Something like that. Yeah, what was the thinking behind that?
Alcohol.
Ah, so no thinking.
No, was thinking.
What was the beverage of choice?
A beer.
Yeah, a beer?
Yeah, a beer.
That was all it took?
Multiple. So yes, I may have consumed some beverages last night and shaven my beard off into a nice horseshoe moustache. I reckon it looks good.
Up and Adam, a brand new week to get underway. Cha-ching, first out of five. It is 5 minutes past six, Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, to kickstart the week, I thought it would be a good idea to change my appearance in quite a significant way. It's to do with my beard. We shall discuss all that a little bit later on this morning. But up next, Simo, each and every Monday, we start off the working week by doing a shot of some form of health drink.
Well, yeah, that's it. Party, party, party town. But we have to keep it healthy. You have to start the week the right way. And this week, I've crafted the liqueur for your good self.
I was kind of hoping you'd say that you've forgotten.
Never. Very rarely do we actually forget this segment.
I know, amazing that. Very rare, where there's a chance to inflict pain on the other. It's amazing how rarely you forget.
Alicia Cara, ready. And we are ready for our week, well and truly, 21 minutes past six. I got to hand this shot over because that's where we're at.
Yes, Simo, each and every Monday we take it in turns to do shots, to get a health drink, pick a drink for the other person's shot. Simo, this week you have picked the drink from me and you're very wisely or very interestingly not told me what it is yet. You've just handed me it.
I just enjoy the fact of we don't even have real shot glasses. We've got like a Play-Doh kind of cup that you get at your average supermarket.
It looks just like, to be honest, water. It's a clear liquid. We should say, if you can save me, give us a call. You can save me and force Simo to drink whatever disgusting beverage he's got consumed for me.
I'm happy to tell you that it's 1% saturated fat, 4% sodium, 7% potassium, 1% carbohydrate.
Got to get those carbs up.
And so if you would like me to do it instead of Jordan, 645-72-97-7.
Do you want to reveal what it is? I mean, it's quite sweet. I just had a little bit of a smell.
Oh, did you?
It does. It's quite sweet.
Well, let's give them the 7 second buffer to get involved this morning. 645-72-97-7. No takers this morning, but very interested in what it might be. It is, in fact,
I like when it's your turn to do the drink. You really stretch that out as long as you can, as long as you possibly can, in the hope that people call. But when it's me, it's like, yep, done, over, good, move on.
Sweet. Well, it's an easy one. Like you said, you did nutrition in year 12?
Yeah.
So you can name things that are high in potassium.
Well, I should. Yes. If my teacher is listening, yes. Yeah. If everyone else is listening, can't remember.
All right, give me one. Give me one fruit, maybe.
What, in potassium?
Yeah.
Potato? That starts with potassium.
Ah, man. No, the go-to should always be banana, FYI.
Oh, I can't stand bananas.
Bananas are very high in potassium. Luckily, that's not what this is. It's just coconut water.
Oh, that's even worse.
Not a fan?
No.
Oh, how intriguing.
That's even, because this was on my shortlist.
Yeah.
For a shot for you to do.
Oh, yep.
But then I realised you actually love the stuff.
I do
and drink
every
it all
day.
The time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'd just be giving you your
what
normal
I want.
Drink.
Yeah.
So I kind of quickly scratch that. Oh, jeez. What's wrong with just normal water?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy
it. It tastes like off water.
Nah, with a bit of.
I didn't even know water could go off, but apparently it can.
With a bit of added potassium.
I wish you didn't tell me. I saw creaming soda in the fridge out there in the office. I was hoping it was that.
As Liam Neeson would say, no one's coming to save you. So down the hatch. Let's start the week off, Jordan. Get it happening.
Give us a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It just tastes like off water.
You got it. Up and Adam, good morning. Angels, devils, unicorns, other mythical creatures to speak of. No matter how you identify, you're welcome here. Snow FM Breakfast, 24 minutes to.
Now, Simo, last night I decided to change my appearance up a little bit.
It is live on the Facebook page.
It is, so you can head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page to see what I've done.
Mate.
Essentially, I did have a bit of a beard going. I thought, no, that's getting a bit annoying, so I'm going to shave all of it off apart from the moustache.
Oh, man.
Of which I've gone with, I believe they're called a horseshoe moustache.
Is it?
It just imagine like an upside down U shape going from sort of the top of my mouth and down by the sides of my mouth. I think if you're a cricket fan, Mitchell Johnson rocked this in the Ashes a couple of years ago. Also, Hulk Hogan, he kind of has his moustache like that. So I thought I'd channel Hulk and see what it looks like on myself.
It's in the realm of a handlebar, but those handlebars are definitely like the Harley Davidson low ride kind of situation. You can have a look at what he's done online at Snow FM's Facebook page.
Simo, your thoughts?
Well, have you ever cranked a moustache before?
I have cranked this moustache, this type of moustache before. I was going to a fancy dress party.
Oh, yeah?
Dressed as a zombie butcher or something like that.
Okay, right.
And so I thought that the moustache would help the look, and it did.
And so the current thought process is that zombie butcher is something that you want to portray out there in the day-to-day, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Ellie King and Lindsay Sterling, The Upside on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you for Monday.
Simo went shopping last night.
Yeah, well, I
quite often go food shopping. So do all of us.
But I really enjoy, do you people watch, do you ever do that? There's no better place than the supermarket. Just have a little bit of look around about like what's in your basket? What are you cooking tonight, hey?
So stalking. Is that what you're doing? A little bit.
But then I had to deal with a scenario that affected me, and people were probably watching me, in that I went to, you know, the automated machines. You can
self-serve checkout.
Yeah, you can swipe your own stuff and do your own business. Anyway, approach machine. Interesting. Doesn't look right. And then I look down, notice there's $100 cash in change just sitting in the output.
Okay.
Oh, decision time.
So while everyone was watching you, judging you, deciding what do? Do you do the responsible thing and hand it in? Or had someone just left? Could you see someone just leaving has perhaps just left $100 change?
You'd think.
I don't know what they were. That would mean they must have put like $200 in the machine or something.
Well, that confusing. Or I think you can do the cash out situation.
Oh, can you do that on those?
Which, I mean, is a bit of a rookie move, but I don't know. I think I've potentially done it. Like, you buy something and forget that you've got cash out at the same time. But if you've got a teller, they're like, here you go,
by the way. The teller forgets as well.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, I had time to be like, oh, no, I have to make a decision here. Had time to, like, pull it out, drop a $50 note, and then be like, ugh, turn around, look around, and then, like, approach a staff member and, like, look, there's, like, $100 here sitting in change. You should probably take this off my hands because I'm a bad human.
So you did the responsible thing and handed it in.
Yeah, mainly because it felt like, it almost felt like walking on hot coals. Like, the longer I had it, I had to get rid of it.
Okay, now what really did you do? Show me your wallet and show me you don't have $100 in there.
No, the wallet's empty. I live in a cashless society, which is, again, probably why...
Well, you seem to be changing the subject. Go and show it. Is it in your pocket or...?
My wallet's in the other room.
Oh, how convenient. Did he really hand it in or did he not?
But it was probably part of the reason that I felt so odd, because I've never actually held that much cash. I mean, ever. When was the last time you had $100 cash?
Oh, I'm loaded.
No, you're not. Was that yours?
Yes, it was, actually.
Because if it was yours, I would have kept it.
Yeah, it was, actually. I now remember I took $100 out. Can I have my $100 back? That's all right. You're in here for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to go out and just get it from your wallet. See ya.
And next up, it is Turn or Burn. It's all thanks to Monster Energy. It is your opportunity to get into the draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. Would you like to do the honours, Jordan?
What are the honours?
The honours are to, like, you know, I want to play the thing.
Oh, okay. Turn or Burn, thanks to Monster Energy.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
Called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turn or Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
You can get involved by calling 64-572-977 for Turn or Burn.
Beef stop for the winter.
very, very simple game. Essentially, you've got a 50-50 chance. Simo will read out an item. That item is either a foodstuff or a snowboard trick. All you have to do is tell us which one it is, even if you know nothing about snowboarding, and like myself. It's a 50-50.
We have a confident competitor on the line. Haven't even given the item, and they're involved. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are going sensationally well. Who have we got there this morning?
You've got Greg. I'm hoping to redeem myself after my efforts last week.
Greg fancies himself for his redemption.
There we go. I do like redemption.
You love
redeeming oneself.
You love the smell of redemption in the morning.
Hey, Greg, if you do get this right, who do you want to play you in the movie that they'll make about your great redemption?
It would have to be the McKeg.
He's gonna get the McKeg. he's gonna get someone. He wants to play the McKeg. Maybe we've got
I was gonna go Matt Damon, but oh well, either or.
What we've got this morning is a 90 roll. Now, is this something you pick up at a bake shop, or is it a snowboard trick? I ask you, Greg. The 90 roll.
I don't know if my redemption's going to work, but I'm going to call it a snowboard trick.
He's going for the snowboard trick, and here's our expert.
Achtung, baby, here's the snowboard legend Franz Strudelbauer. Blick, blick, blickety. The 90 roll is a backside 180-degree flip, a snowboard Zauberflöte. Servus.
He's got it. Greg is...
Redemption complete.
He's into the draw for that ultimate snowboarders package thanks to Monster Energy. Greg, we've got no idea who's going to play you in a movie about your redemption.
I will get on the phone to Matt Damon.
But, I mean, the McKeg was the one that tripped you up last week, but he has absolutely nailed the 90 roll, mate. You'll be able to try that one up the mountain. So how do you do with a 180 backside?
I'll have to do a little bit of practice and then show it off to the kids.
Sounds good, Greg. Cheers for the call this morning. Have a great week.
You too, guys. See ya.
The latest from Ariana Grande, boyfriend. She's always very preoccupied with boys, girls, relationships. It is 26 minutes past 7, Simo and Jordan.
Simo, someone else who is very preoccupied by boys, girls, relationships is your Oma.
I'd say so. She is actually, she does...
She's in a very long-term relationship with Oppa. How many years has it been going, Simo?
But she's also very nosy about what I get up to, which is, I guess that's family, right?
Yeah, and also that's fun. Because I'm also very nosy about what you get up to, because I can see you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed by it now.
Always.
Which is fun.
Yeah. Well, we got Oma on the other side
of this. How is your relationship status going, Simo?
No comment. We got Oma.
Oh, no comment. No comment good or no comment bad?
I mean, I'll let you just
look at
your imagination
look at him,
run
he's crumbling.
Wild. We have Oma after your 7:30 news, sport and weather. Morning, it is Simo and Jordan hanging out. Snow FM breakfast right now. It is 23 minutes on the way to your 8.
And Simo, you know that I'm a fan of Kenyan politics.
No, I actually didn't know this about you.
Did you
so
not know that?
I'm excited. Why are you into Kenyan politics?
Oh, because, you know, politics in this country is, you know, rubbish.
Okay.
Good morning to everyone in Canberra. It's broadcast there via digital DAB. So I thought that I'd take interest in another country's politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd pick the African country of Kenya.
Right.
Because something happened there over the weekend.
Okay.
I think you'll very much enjoy.
Because is Kenya, they're not the ones that have nominated, like they have prime ministers and stuff?
Got to be honest, no idea. Even though I'm a fan of Kenyan politics, no idea.
Oh, Jordan, okay.
By the way, did you Google, did you find out what the answer was?
Oh, well, yeah, like they have their presidents, etc. But I also checked, because they've also nominated politicians purely because they are like really good runners and stuff like that.
Oh, like, so, like sports people.
Yeah, that's how they get their fame, etc. Because you know how they always, like Kenyans clean up at the Olympics, like in those 50K races and stuff. So... Naturally, I know a little splash of Kenyan politics to help you out.
But not about running, because there isn't a 50K race at the Olympics.
I mean, we'd be in with a chance, but altitude in Jindabyne and the snowies to take...
Oh, I thought you were meaning me and you, as in we. I'm like, Jesus, have you seen the Olympics? Have you seen? I had a bagel this morning.
Yeah.
No way. Anyway, the reason I bring up Kenyan politics, apart from my massive love I have for it, is this article that I found over the weekend. So I'm going to read you the article. It's only short, but I'm going to read you the entire article. It starts off...
Would you like, what would you like?
Do you have any Kenyan political music? always your go-to, isn't it? LMFAO, sexy, and I know. Whatever, we'll roll with it. A heated debate about market stalls was disturbed by a foul smell and furious finger-pointing at a Kenyan regional assembly the other day. Honourable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is. Julius Gaya reported to Julius is obviously a Kenyan politician. Everyone knows that, obviously.
Mm.
But the member he accused of farting has said to have replied, I am not the one. I cannot do such a thing in front of my colleagues. Hoping to clear the air, the Speaker of the Parliament instructed members to step outside for a break. Reports say told staff, to make it pleasant, get whatever flavour air freshener you can from my office, whether it's vanilla or strawberry. We cannot continue sitting in this environment with this bad smell. Before he had gone to get the air freshener, the smell had subsided and the debate could continue.
Right, so...
So Kenyan politics over the weekend was stopped because someone farted.
Because someone had a bagel in the morning.
Imagine if that happens in Australian politics. Who do you reckon it would be?
I love the fact that they're so formal as well about the whole situation, but who would it be in Australian politics?
Oh. Malcolm, just even though he's not there anymore, just saying it, giving a farewell present. You voted me out. See you later.
You wait, so he's like he's left it in a mess, like in a mess twice over.
Do you reckon Malcolm, like I've read Australian prime ministers get their own personalised toilet at Parliament House.
What?
Do you reckon?
No.
Yeah, no, genuinely, that's a thing.
Okay.
Do you reckon before like every single prime minister gets voted out, they just don't flush?
And on my idol right now, it's thanks to Mountain Munchies. So it is your opportunity to win a voucher for a bit of a feed, plenty of hot chips to get amongst. Good morning, Omar. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well. Thank you, Omar. How was your weekend? Did Simo pop around and visit like he promised and said he would?
Oh, boy.
Indeed, yes.
Thank you.
He came and sees Omar for all day on Saturday, and it made her heart smile.
I knew you would ask her that, Jordan, as well, so I had to make a quick appearance. It was okay that I was only there for a little while?
Oh, yes. 9 hours was fine.
Ah, Simo, there you go. You see, he's nice. Look, he's blushing now, Simo. Why are you blushing? Why are you so embarrassed about visiting your oma?
Well, it's always good to touch base with the family because up here in the snow, there's plenty of people kind of on holiday, taking a bit of time away, but always give them a call, which is why we call oma every day.
Hey, oma. Hey, Omar, I'm not sure if you heard before, but just before we were talking about Kenyan politics and about how a meeting had to be stopped because one of the members kept farting. What was Simo like as a baby? Was he a bit of a smelly baby?
Oh, no, he was good, clean boy. Problem was he would not poop. Maybe 5-6 days, no poop. We had to put him on the table and smack him on the back, and it was like a firework.
Well, that's a wonderful image we all have while we're eating breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I have a good joke for Monday. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
What does Tina Arena say when she's driving in the snowy mountains this morning?
I don't know. What does Tina Arena say when she's driving in the snowy mountains this morning?
I'm in chains.
Very funny. Very funny, Omar.
Like, it's a family trait.
Yeah.
Omar
was a comedian.
It's good because of this snow in the ice. It's tasty.
Dear, brilliant Omar this morning. Are you ready to sing for us? It is Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. You can score yourself a voucher to Mountain Munchies. Omar, you prepared to sing?
Oh, yes. Let's sing away.
Go for it, Omar.
Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway?
Omar, well done.
Fantastic, Omar, well done.
If you recognize,
thank you, boy.
If you recognize those lyrics, 64572977. It's a big hit at the moment as well. Omar, take it away for us one more time. Go for it.
Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. To be
built
anyway.
Omar, brilliant. Well done this morning.
Bye, boys. Have a great day. You are somebody.
Calm down. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. The latest from her on Snow FM Breakfast is Simo and Jordan with you and Omar Idol this morning. Plenty of calls come through to have a bit of a go.
Yes.
However, we couldn't get Omar off the line.
She does like a bit of chat, Oma.
Oh, man, yeah.
She wanted to, just during that song, she was telling us all about what she got up to with Simo when Simo went over and visited, all the Scrabble that was played and
that, and
the
I
other
think
activities.
I gave her a joke book over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
So she's been going through, you know, when you give a grandparent or a kid a joke book, that's all you hear about for like the next 2 weeks. I feel as if that's where we're at because I gave her a joke book on the weekend.
Is that where we got the Tina Arena joke from?
Yeah.
Was that in the joke book?
Oh, right. Man. But however, this morning, what she was singing, were you familiar with it at all?
Yes, I do know. This is one of the rare ones that I did know.
I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. The answer we were looking for this morning, but Ed Sheeran. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
And the Wheel of I Won What, it is all thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles this morning, Jordan.
Yes.
We have Etienne with us. Morning, Etienne.
Hello.
Now, Etienne, you had what sounded like the best weekend ever. What did you do?
So I watched two movies, played like, and I played Minecraft. And in the morning when my parents were still asleep, we played iPad.
Oh, right. So I think he's done a bit of a sneaky iPad trick, like the parents have potentially hid the iPads away, and Etienne...
Yes.
He's got hold of them.
Hey, where did your parents hide the iPads? Did it take you long to find them?
No.
he knows where they are.
Straight on it. Etienne, do you know how to play?
Yes.
All righty, go for it. We are ready to spin the Wheel of I Won What, thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. He spun it and spun it well this morning.
It's a good lad on Simo. What have we got?
Oh, good spin, Etienne. You've got hold of a Big Mac. Yep, a free Big Mac from McDonald's in Cooma. How good.
Thanks.
No worries. What movies did you watch? So you did a lot of Minecraft. What movies were
they? We watched Terminator Genesis and Terminator Rise of the Machine.
How old are you, Etienne?
8.
Oh, awesome work, Etienne. I mean, this one's for you. It's Sam Smith, How Do You Sleep, which I'm not sure how you manage that after watching Terminator. Have a great week.
Thank you.
OMG, Carly Rae Jepsen, Griffin involved as well. Snow FM Breakfast, 20-9, Simo and Jordan.
Simo, we're talking, do you make the bed or not in the morning? Me and you are both firmly in camp no.
Why am I not surprised? Single dudes not making the bed?
Ha! I haven't made my bed since school. If any kids are listening, yeah, make your bed, do what your parents say. And then when you become 18 and move out, you don't have to.
Should the bed be made every day on the Snow FM Facebook page? Getting involved, Jen mentioning that she always folds the bedding back to the foot of the bed to let it air each and every day. When she gets home from work, she does it especially in the summer, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that in the summer.
It's because there's always that myth being peddled about the bed bugs.
What's
right?
The myth? Or do I want... I don't know if I want to know.
Apparently, making your bed every morning, you can be cultivating a humid habitat for bugs. So something of...
Wait, by making your bed or by not making it?
By making it.
By making it?
Yeah. So something as simple as leaving a bed unmade during the day can remove moisture from the sheets and mattress so the mites will dehydrate and eventually die. So you're doing yourself a favour, yeah. Potentially.
I'm going to claim that. I'm not lazy. I'm just... killing bed bites.
That's what you're doing. Robin mentioning that, yes, she airs it, though. So, like, she makes the bed, but she also airs it. So she's getting the two for one. So she's killing the mites and also airing the bed.
What about washing your sheets, Simo? When was the last time you washed your bed sheets and blankets?
Thursday last week, mate. I'm onto it. When was the last time you did it?
Okay. When was the last time before Thursday last week?
Oh, that was a bit more of a longer-term situation.
What, 2016?
It was longer than some of my relationships. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough. When was the last time? I don't think I have in a very long time.
Oh, really?
Well, on the plus side, I know what I'm going to do when I go home this afternoon. Go wash my bed sheets.
I thought you were going to go and buy some, because aren't you still in a sleeping bag on the floor?
It's called a swag, mate.
Swag.
Get it right.
Inside the house.
Yes.
Sleep under the stars.
It's like I'm camping every night inside my living room.
Panic at the Disco. Hey Ma, look, I made it. And we made it to the end of Snow FM at breakfast for Monday, 5 to 9.
SMO, it is Monday. New week, new me, new look. I thought I'd try something out. I did have a little bit of a beard rocking last week, but over the weekend I thought I'd get rid of most of it.
Yeah, you waltzed in this morning.
And just leave the little bit of hair above my top lip and going down the sides of my mouth in what is traditionally known as a horseshoe moustache, I found out on Google.
So you can have a look at the monstrosity online at Snow FM's Facebook page, but I do support you in it, so much so that this morning you came in with the moustache. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to have to look at this for like the next, you know, year.
Well, that is a good point, because, like, originally, the purely idea was I got a little bit tipsy last night.
Yeah.
And just thought, this will be a joke. I'll just come in for one day, rocking this, let's face it, pretty atrocious moustache. Head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. You can see pictures of it there.
Yeah.
But Simo just brought up a very good point. He does have to look at me for 3 hours every morning.
Yeah.
Is this the moustache, like, putting you off your breakfast? I know you haven't eaten anything
this
morning.
I haven't eaten anything this morning for that very reason, but, you know.
Maybe should I keep it, just to annoy you?
You can if you want. That means I'll be dying. Fighting hardcore.
You're going to come in tomorrow just with a blindfold on or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd work.
Yeah.
But it's just amusing. It goes to show that I just kind of accepted it as the new thing.
You just accepted it as this is my thing.
It's like, oh, Jordan's going for the moustache now. Okay, right, cool.
Look, you can't even look at me without laughing.
Yeah, because, mate, I'm not even sure. I don't know. I can't work out if it ages you or if it makes you look younger. Makes you look like a fish.
Makes me look like a fish. What fish have you seen with handlebar moustaches?
Don't fish have the...
No.
They not gills, but what have they got? Sometimes they've got...
Well, they do have gills.
Well, they've got gills, but that's not what it looks like. It looks like...
I don't know. Well, all the fish...
I think it's the cod, or it's like the... what's in
the
Murray?
Are you trying
to
say catfish with the whiskers?
No. Carp. Because carp have the little moustaches at the end. They do, yeah. That's kind of what you look like.
I don't think fish have moustache. All the fish I see are just in a freezer section at Woolies, so I don't know anyway.
Well, we're out of here, Jordan. Back tomorrow for Snow FM Breakfast. We'll catch you then.
Back tomorrow for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Little bits and pieces.
Should I say shave the mo off or...?
Up to you, dude. I support you in all your decision-making, whether it be poor or excellent.
I'm going to shave it off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I support you in that decision.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.